From Bangor to Bryn Mawr,
Swansea to St Asaph.
Make the most of your mornings.
Jamie and Louise with you until midday here on BBC Radio Wales. Coming up in the next hour,
the world's first composition for orchestra and iPads is to be performed at the Beaumaris Festival. We'll be meeting the composer. Jamie and Louise with you on BBC Radio Wales. It's 7 minutes past ten. A very unusual concert's being held at the Beaumaris Festival next Wednesday. The music's been composed by Beaumaris-based composer Warren Grieveson. But there's something rather special about this concert that makes it, well, Warren believes, a world first. I'm delighted to say that he's in our Bangor studio this morning. Warren, good morning. Welcome.
Hello.
There is an unexpected feature about all this, isn't there?
It is, yes. The idea of combining electronic music with, if you like, traditional instruments is something that seemed quite an interesting thing to me. So, you know, why not try it with an iPad?
Shall we have a listen to this is what your composition entitled Voyager? Let's just hear this.
Well, that's a clip from Warren's composition Voyager, featuring the synthesizer app, which will feature in the concert on Wednesday. How did you get into this, Warren? Because you've done all kinds of music for the BBC, ITV, Discovery, all kinds of electronic music. When does your story start?
Well, originally, I guess I'm an electronic composer and musician, and I'd already written the original Voyager piece was an hour long electronic work for a synthesizer and acoustic drums. And the producer who finally mixed it with me listened to it and said, you know, have you ever thought of getting this orchestrated? And after that, a number of other people also had said, you know, some of this would really work played with an orchestra. So I thought, well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I pitched the idea to Anthony Hose, who's the conductor of the Welsh Chamber Orchestra, and thankfully he said, yeah, that would be a great thing to do. So I then set about to condense the original work that was an hour long down into a half-hour piece, which meant, unfortunately, losing some of the pieces in general and shortening up the pieces that were left. But
so how does this work? You've got the orchestra members and they're playing their iPads, basically.
Well, the majority of the orchestra are playing, you know, conventional instruments. So there's a string section, we've got a woodwind section, there's some horns and a glockenspiel. But in addition to that, there are four players who are playing iPads with an app on there, and they are, I guess, a kind of virtual choir. The you know, the parts that are written for the iPad could actually be sung by you know, a traditional soprano, alto, tenor, bass, a choir. But it just seemed a far more interesting thing for me, being really an electronic composer, to try and marry the two together.
So how do you teach someone, Warren, to play the iPad? Are the people that are doing that musicians?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah, and very good musicians too, you know.
I think I'm sure.
It's because it's you don't have a keyboard in the traditional sense. The keyboard is perhaps takes up perhaps the bottom third of the screen on the iPad, and of course you haven't got the touch that you would get from a keyboard because the screen itself is flat.
Yes,
and we think this is a world first.
I think so. Yes, I mean, people have used iPads for things like pop music, but I don't think anyone's ever tried to combine something like that with an orchestra.
And we must talk about the inspiration for the piece. Tell us about the story.
Ah, well, yes. The original thing that inspired me actually was seeing some of the photographs from the two Voyager craft, which is the story itself is quite incredible in that they were launched 35 years ago, and what was discovered was if they launched these craft at that time, we just had the technology to get a spacecraft as far as Jupiter, and a young student working at NASA had worked out that if we launched it when it was launched, when it got to Jupiter, Jupiter is so large, the gravity would swing it off like a slingshot, and it would catapult it off into space again. And just so happens, as it started to slow down, Saturn would come along and then do exactly the same thing and throw it onto Uranus and then onto Neptune. And it meant that we could take a grand tour of our universe, which, and the planets are only aligned that way every 176 years.
And you won't be the first composer to be inspired by the planets, of course.
No. You could say that this is like an updated version of Holst's Planets Suite.
I've got the iPad in front of me.
All right.
And I've got the keyboard, like you say,
uh-huh.
on the bottom third. So here's the keyboard.
Yep.
But then on the top, there are numbers, aren't there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If I move
the sound changes.
Oh, right. Okay. So let's go for.
Yeah, we're not actually using that because it would be too complicated to try and put that in the score. Those controls are really there for people that would be doing more stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm getting the hang of this.
You can sign her up, Warren. She's free after 12 o'clock. All right. And she's booked for a gig in Llandudno on Thursday night. Other than that, she's free the rest of the week.
It's interesting because you with one hand you're you're moving the sound around, then you're playing the keys on the other. Very, very interesting. What about the sort of performance of the musicians who are playing the iPads? Because of course, when you see an orchestra. I mean, the sound is beautiful, but you're also watching the performance of the musicians with their instruments. Would you get the same sort of experience with the iPad players?
Well, I think so. I think we're going to place the iPadists, I think is the name that I've come up with. We're going to place the iPadists at the front of the stage, even though they aren't soloists. I figure that the audience would be quite intrigued to know just what is going on there, because from the audience all you can see is something about the size of a piece of A4 paper being tapped away by four people fairly frantically.
Is this the end of the beginning of the end for orchestra players?
No. I mean,
you can mimic what they do really on this, can't you?
They will never ever replace orchestra players.
Why?
Absolutely not. The expression that you can get from acoustic instruments is just far, far, far above what you can get out of electronic instruments.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that. The expression of the piece and the light and shade of it almost, isn't it?
Yes. That's one of the things that perhaps people criticise electronic music for, in that it can sound perhaps sterile. In that, the sounds themselves are fairly static. Two people playing the same app on an iPad will sound exactly the same. Two people playing the same tune on two different violins will sound completely different. And of course, also depending how they play it, if it's a happy piece, even the same notes, depending how they're played, can completely put a different mood across.
The performance is going to be accompanied by video as well to complement the music. You think that's important, that people have something to look at as well as listen to?
I think so. When I first thought of this idea, I thought it would be great if we could perhaps have some kind of video so that the audience could see the sights or the photographs that I'd seen when I was originally inspired to write the music, because they are the moons, particularly around Jupiter, that the Voyager craft discovered, completely changed our understanding of how our universe looks. They aren't little lumps of rock. They're just fantastic worlds.
Tell us a bit more about the Beaumaris Festival, Warren.
Okay, well, the festival, this is our 27th festival, and we've got a fantastic programme this year. We have this evening one of the world's best young sopranos, Sarah Jane Brandon. On Saturday, we have a Cuban salsa band called Expression Cuba. We have the wonderful Lucy Parham on Sunday night, who's playing, who's performing her piece Odyssey of Love, which is the story of Liszt, with Joanna David and Martin Jarvis as actors who act out the story. On Monday, we have the wonderful three Welsh tenors with Elvira Greg Dyer playing harp as well. On Tuesday, we have the Cavalieri String Quartet. And, of course, on Wednesday, we have my piece being performed along with a symphony by Haydn.
So 27 years, it's pretty well established, isn't it?
27 years is established, and it goes from strength to strength. And, you know, we have the standard at the festival is just so high, you would not believe it. You know, people who go there are just so impressed with the standard of artists that we managed to put on.
Okay, we've had Lou doing a turn on her iPad. You've got yours as well. Go on, give us a couple of bars.
This is one of the sound. This is basically the sounds that are used. And here's a little bit. There.
Technology is amazing, isn't it?
I'm interested to know, Warren. I mean, you compose this terrific piece, but you won't actually be performing. You wouldn't stand up in front of an audience.
No,
and do
actually, I'm.
That's not for you.
Two things. One, I don't feel that I'm good enough to do that. Secondly, I'll be so nervous you wouldn't believe it.
Really?
I'd be thinking I'm going to play a wrong note here, and also, I actually want to see what it all looks like. And if you're sitting on a stage with the rest of the musicians, you just aren't going to get that.
Will this be the first time that you've heard it played, with the audience and the iPads together in a big performance?
It's the first time I will have heard it being played by an orchestra.
Yes.
The recording that you played earlier was a mock-up that I produced using in my studio using sample libraries. So that was really just to give me the idea of how it was going to sound. But I know that once real people play it, it will sound. Very different, but it will sound wonderful.
Will that be an emotional experience for you?
I think so, yeah.
I can imagine.
I'm going to take a few hankies along with me, yeah.
Where will you sit, in the audience?
Well, I'm trying to get in the middle, near the front.
Okay, well, good luck.
Warren, we wish you every success. It sounds like a great night. The orchestral concert is to be held at Beaumaris Festival next Wednesday, the 6th of June at 7.30 in the Leisure Centre. And you can find out much more at Warren's website, which is warrengreaveson.com. And our thanks this morning to the composer, Warren Greaveson.
I'm having a little bit of another
Bangor studio. You're getting the hang of this now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You could do the jingles, perhaps. Warren, good to talk to you. All the best.
I could improve Westlife.
Go on. This is now Westlife with Louise Elliott on her iPad.